Introduction. According to the oldest Sanskrit treatises on this planet, spiritual knowledge was always intended primarily for politicians, managers of all levels, so they could lead society to comprehensive prosperity, managing it on the basis of moral eternal laws. Rulers who care about the well-being and spiritual development of all creatures living on this planet are called the governors of God on Earth, as well as the holy kings. Since in recent years, the emphasis in the development of states has been made almost exclusively on economic development, often to the detriment of other important areas, such as developing spiritual high qualities in people, teaching them healthy living skills, and the rules of good neighborliness, kindness. Modern society has come close to a global systemic crisis, one of the most famous and even familiar solutions of which is the organization of a new large-scale war. The problem is that in our high-tech time, war can eliminate not only the problem, but also all those who have experienced any problems. As President Putin explained in one of his interviews, if other countries have nuclear weapons, then why should Russia not have them? This question is extremely sensitive. Our theoretical plans for the use of nuclear weapons, I hope that this will never happen, consists of a retaliatory strike. This means that a decision on use of nuclear weapons can be made only if our missile attack warning system not only recorded the launch of the missiles, but also gave an accurate forecast of the flight path, predicting the time of the fall of the warheads of these missiles on the territory of the Russian Federation. This is called a retaliatory strike. That is, if someone decided to destroy Russia, then we have a legal right to respond. Yes, it will be a global catastrophe for humanity, a global catastrophe for the whole world. But then, as a citizen of Russia and the head of the Russian state, I want to ask a question. Why do we need a world in which Russia won't exist? The leaders of all nuclear states adhere to a similar position. Therefore, the huge tangle of social, economic, environmental, and political problems of society that has accumulated due to systemic distortion will have to be solved in a peaceful and therefore non-standard way. Which one? At the moment, this is unknown. Today, critically many diverse multidirectional factors affect the state of affairs on the planet. There is an old well-known saying in Russia, there is one answer to seven troubles. Now, there are more than seven problems on the planet. But comprehensively, all these problems can be solved in one way. Which one? This will be discussed in this book. Foreword. Today, when I began to write these lines, my dear mother turned 70 years old. She just woke up. I was the first to congratulate her, wish her long happy years of life, and thanked her for the fact that thanks to the care of her and Dad, their children live well. And I immediately thought, and how will the next generations live? We must make sure that they live at least no worse than we do. This especially concerns the environmental sphere. Their ecology should be no worse than ours. Last year, my dad and mom celebrated their golden wedding, 50 years together. And this year, I will celebrate my 50th anniversary. I was born a bit more than a year later after their wedding. I'm very grateful to my parents that they did not have an abortion as many do nowadays, expecting that they will first become financially stable, get an apartment, and only then it will be possible to have a child. When I was born, my dad was 24 years old. My mother was 19. They had nothing for their souls except love, faith in themselves, and in good future. When I was 6 months old, they, young romantics, traveled with me 2,500 kilometers from Kaliningrad to the Urals, to an all-union construction site where a mining and processing plant and a new young city called Kachkanar were being built. At that time, many Soviet people worked with a great enthusiasm to build a common bright future at the numerous construction sites of the Soviet Union, as well as in other countries that embarked on the path of socialist development. The Soviet Union helped everyone who sought to build peace without exploitation and war. The whole world is a big family. This socialist slogan was very in tune with the formula that the saints convey to us. We are all one family of God. Therefore, this motto resonated in the heart.